Good evening, everybody. What's up? This is the chocolate girl with the ignorant thinker sitting
yes,
here.
Yes, we're in the house.
We in the house sitting here just chopping it up about some sports, talking about some of the most disrespectful moves in the NBA of all time. And tell them what you were just looking at, ignorant. What was you just looking at?
I was sitting here. I was just watching Scottie Pippen dunking over Patrick Ewing, and ooh, that is disrespectful. He dunks over him, walks over him, you know. Then after that, he goes say something to Spike Lee. It's just disrespectful.
To me, that's the most disrespectful. That's more so than the Shaq with what's that dude's name?
From the Knicks, the guy was playing for the Knicks.
Shaq and the white dude. He shoves the white dude, and the white dude throws the ball at him.
His name was Haney.
I forgot his name. I used to know his name by heart too, because I used to love that. But it was more disrespectful than that.
He throws the ball at Shaq.
Right, and then the Sean Kemp one.
Sean Kemp to the point.
Yeah. I still would pick the Scottie Pippen over with Patrick Ewing as the most disrespectful, more so than AI stepping over, what's his name? Stepping over Lou. Uh-huh. More than any of it. It's just disrespectful, man.
I think that Blake Griffin dunking on Paul Gasol twice in the same game like that.
Yes. But wait a minute. What about that DeAndre Jordan one? The one that you see all the time. And when he get finished, he make that face at.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's disrespectful too now.
But you just can't
beat that. That Pippen over Ewing is gonna be timeless, man. That's gonna be timeless. What's the best in-game dunk that you can recall? In-game dunk. Just the best. Not necessarily disrespectful, but who is the best in-game dunker in your opinion?
This is going to be Vince Carter, because he was doing some things that was just amazing. Like, I understand Michael Jordan was, you know, one of the greatest and doing some crazy stuff. But then Vince Carter, it just, like, I ain't saying he was flying better than Michael Jordan, but it just, like, he was up there just a little bit longer. And it was like, wow, this bull right here can really, I don't know what they throw in North Carolina, but this bull can really jump. I think
Vince Carter may have had the most powerful dunks, in-game dunks that I've ever seen. Just some of the most powerful ones, just like skyrocket, like a jet coming and boom type of things, explosive. But the prettiest dunks, just pretty, just finesse dunks, Kobe Bryant for me. His dunks were just always pretty. They were pretty and difficult. And he just used to make it look so easy. He's done that a couple of times in the game, and his was just so pretty to me. Just pretty. And
he'll fall and do the,
Yeah. His was just pretty to me. Speaking of pretty, who had the prettiest game? I'm stuck on Kobe now, because his game is the prettiest of all time to me. It's just pretty.
I said this yesterday when you left out the room, because we were talking about people who should be in the Hall of Fame and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I said that I feel as though that Glenn Rice had the purest jump shot I've ever seen.
He did. He had a pure jump shot.
He had the purest jump shot I've ever seen. If there was somebody I wanted to shoot the ball like, it was Glenn Rice.
He had a nice jump shot, but I don't think it was any more pure than Kobe's or Jordan's.
I don't know. It was times that this guy couldn't miss.
Yeah. I'm a Glenn Rice fan. Yep, I'm a Glenn Rice fan. But anyway, I just wanted to chop it up with you for a few minutes. Get this this podcast under my belt. You got any final thoughts?
I'm so happy to be a part of her first podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to put that on wax. That I was a part of the first Coach Chocolate podcast.
All right. Make sure y'all follow the Ignorant Thinkers podcast on all platforms everywhere. And you can follow my website, thechocolatewriter.com. You can follow me on all platforms under The Chocolate Writer. And there's going to be more to come. Like I said, this is my first test just to see how things go. My new podcast will be launching soon. I'm not really sure what I'm going to be calling it, but it's going to be dope. So just check back with us. Holla.